Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Six Man Radio. Six Man Radio. Let's go. Day One Production. Let's go. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday. PD Radio.
Love it, child.
Pick up your phone now.
Radio. Good evening. Hello, hello, XOXO. It's Tuesday night, December 18th, and you are live with PD Radio. Your host here, Miss PD, and to my right is my co-host, that's better than most. What's going on, Black?
What's going on, Miss PD? I'm good. This is, you know, like I always say, the best 2 hours of the week, so make sure y'all get your fix. And it's a special 2 hours tonight because this might be the last show before we go into the new year. So, you know, gotta
keep
it live.
This is the last show. That's right. The last show before going into the new year. So enjoy tonight. We got some good music. We have a great guest lined up for you. Coming up in the second half of tonight's show, we will be joined by a very exciting guest by way of Boston. The first artist launched under the Six Man Entertainment label. His name is Excel the Kid. We'll be hearing about his journey and discussing his new project titled Cell Therapy. Yeah. So please stay locked in for that. This artist is definitely one to watch. We want you guys to call us up and chat with us for the first hour at 646-478-3599. You know, Black, in the meantime and in between time, we're going to do our thing as we always do. We're going to play that good music that takes you we're going to play that music that takes you back while discussing recent news and giving you our little silly antics. And as we said before, this is our last show of the year. We're taking off for Christmas Day only. However, we will be back on New Year's Day to kick the year off right. And right, Black?
Yeah, you know, I got to make sure my head right, though. I might be a little extra.
Uh-oh. You want to get it in for New Year's Eve, huh?
I can't wait for New Year's.
I hear that.
I can't wait.
Uh-oh.
I got plans this year. That's right.
Okay.
I stole somebody's shit. I got plans
for
shit. Oh,
you stole somebody's shit.
That's right.
Not shit, shat. Stole somebody's shit. Well, before we get to New Year's, we have 7 more days until Christmas. So I want to know, are you guys in the spirit this year? You got your shopping done? You got your presents wrapped? Or maybe you don't even feed into the hype of it all. But whatever you do, call us up and share your thoughts, or simply call us up and give us a holiday shout-out at 646-478-3599. We definitely want to hear from you guys. Before we go any further, Black, I want to give a very big shout-out to Lady G and Ladies Making Moves for featuring moi.
They featured me today.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had to pat myself on the back. I'm so honored. They featured me today on their awesome website that promotes women that are on the grind. So, aw, Black.
I had to break that up for that. I had to break it up. My bad. You know, I had to do that.
I'm so honored to have, you know, been chosen. And I just want to thank them for the feature. You guys can check it out at ladiesmakingmoves.com. And you can follow them on Twitter at ladiesmm. And I also want to shout out LeVan Collins of LDC Management for securing me an interview tomorrow with an online magazine. So I'm getting it in, y'all. I'm getting it in. And I will definitely share that info with you as soon as that's, you know, as soon as it's complete. See, I'm all excited. I can't even get the words out. This is crazy.
I see. Well deserved. That's all right. Well deserved.
All these interviews, I'm getting nervous. I don't know what to do with myself at this point. And, you know, of course, I must shout out Six Man Radio for putting us on and giving us the platform to create. All thanks to the Eye of the Boss Man, Mr. Bassey, a.k.a. Nicolas Cage. And our whole team is winning. We're getting it in. Our numbers are crazy. You guys, you have to stay locked on Six Man Radio. We just bringing it to you every night of the week. You can't go wrong with Six Man Radio. You just cannot
go wrong.
That's right. That's how we do it.
That's right.
We do this for real. Just not for play. Right.
Oh, I know. I
want to
give
play.
A quick big ups to Day One Productions and the whole team.
Day One.
Legend. Mm. J Boog, Just Infamous, the man, the vocals behind all the, you know, all the 1 and 2 cuts that we have on here. I got to give him some love. And my man Andy out there, Barrett Music, you know, just want to give some love to you guys, man. And we're going to do it big in 2013, baby. That's right.
Yeah, it's coming in. Black is creeping up on us, 2013. But, you know, the Mayans predict the end of the world on Friday.
What?
Yeah, Friday. You know the Mayans calendar.
Ain't nobody got time
is.
For that.
I got time for that.
There you go.
What are they talking about? What are they talking about?
Yeah, so Friday is supposed to be the last day of the world, last day of the earth. What you guys think about that?
I
mean, seriously, I
want
to know what you guys think about that. Call us up, 646-478-3599. Are you guys scared or are you not? What is that?
I got a prediction.
What you got?
I think the same dude that's begging for change the day before going to be begging the same day after. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Nothing's going down.
I mean, if that's the way it's going down, then that's the way it's going down. But I truly feel like nobody knows when the end of the world is coming.
Exactly.
Only Jesus knows when he's coming back. Can't nobody else predict that. So that's just my personal opinion. But, you know, some people feed into the hype. You know, some people trying to get right now.
They only got, a couple of days to get it together.
They trying to get that soul right now.
Yeah, it's not enough time for that.
Yeah, it's not enough time for that. Well, you know, I want to go right now, and I want to get this done and get this out the way real quick so we can go into some other stuff and get back into some more music. It's that time, Black. What time is it, Black?
Got some birthdays for me. Who you got?
I got some birthdays for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Who got a year older?
All right, y'all. We have actor Sean Patrick Thomas of Save the Last Dance and Barbershop. He's 42 years old this week. Actor Ernie Hudson of Ghostbuster fame, 67. Director Steven Spielberg, 66. The cutie Brad Pitt, 49. Christina Aguilera, 32. Katie Holmes of Dawson Creek fame and the ex-wife of Tom Cruise is 34. Rapper DMX, 42. My main man, Ray Liotta of Goodfellas, is my movie right there, 58. Melissa Milano of Who's the Boss in Charmed, she's 39 years old this week. Model Tyson Bedford is 41. Tyson's still looking good, y'all. I'm not a big fan of his, but yeah, his body is right. Legendary actress Cecily Tyson, 78, y'all. 78.
That woman's
she's
time.
Still just as beautiful. Yes, that's a beautiful woman right there. The awesome Samuel Jackson, 63. And last but not least, beautiful singer Jordan Sparks. She's 22 years old this week. So, happy birthday to you guys. Many more from TD Radio.
Wow.
Sing along with me, Black.
Miss Petey does it again. Miss Petey does it again.
Mess. You know I'm a mess. You know I'm silly. But that's why you love me. That's right. So, what's going on, Black? What you want to get into right now?
Hey, it's a lot going on. I think, you know, since New Year's is coming up. Mm-hmm. I just think that people, you know, need to take a step back, take a look at their life and just see, you know, where they're going. You know what I mean? And you know, take a look where you came from and what's your goals coming up and, you know, have you made improvements in your life to take steps forward? Or are you kind of, you know, on the treadmill kind of running in place, you know? Let's get it together, you know, 2013. So I want to hear from folks.
Yeah.
I want to see if anybody have any New Year's resolutions, things like that, and hit us up, 646-478-3599. Let me know what's going on.
Yeah. You know, we always look at the New Year as a fresh start, so a lot of people, myself included, I make resolutions and, you know, they fall by the wayside after a couple months, but really,
right.
I mean, we should be trying to change ourselves and make ourselves better every day. But it's just something about the start of a new year that just kind of refreshes your spirit a little bit, you know, and gets you recharged. So what do you think you want to change about yourself for the new year? Or do you think you're good just the way you are? So call us up, you know. Do you want to see changes within yourself? Do you want to see changes in the world? We'd like to hear from you and what's going on in your mind. So 646-478-3599. And, you know, just talk to us and tell us what's going on with you. So it looks like we have
that's
one
right.
caller.
None of that two-week stuff. If you need to lose weight, put the neck bones down. Get the M&M's without the peanuts.
Wait.
Hook it up. Come on
you
now.
You know that's my meal. I love neck bones, lima beans, rice, and cornbread. Oh, my gosh. With some hot sauce. Oh, my gosh. So let's take a caller. We have a caller in the queue. We're going to take a quick call right now and see what they got
going on. Speedy Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from? Get in, get
Hi.
Out.
Hi. Why y'all trying to kick me off already?
Hi, Jazz. Hi, Jazz. Yeah, I called on. How you doing tonight, Jazz?
I'm good.
All right. We got a quick question for you. What's your, do you have any New Year's resolutions going into the new year?
Not at all.
Any changes? Okay.
No, not at all. Because
so
I feel like
hurt.
New Year's. No, I'm just saying, New Year's resolutions, people never, like, do them.
Right.
They always forget about it. So, you know, I'd rather just go with the flow and do it and whatever. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I do the same thing. I make them. But like I was saying, you know, something about the new year that just makes you, you know, feel a little bit refreshed and just want to say, okay, new year, new start. I'm going to try to make these changes. So I always set out with the same intention. They fall by the wayside, but, you know. But I still set them anyway, you know.
I always say
I'm going to
lose weight, but
I
never
can change. That's most women, Jazz.
I never do it. I always gain some, you know.
I know.
I think the New Year's makes people nervous, too.
Why is that?
Because if their taxes not right, nervous as hell.
Their taxes not right?
That's right.
Oh, you said taxes.
Tax season.
Oh, you stupid.
Right.
No,
I'm excited because
I
haven't
been
getting back anything. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When's your
birthday?
On the 4th. Yeah.
January? Yeah. Go, Jazz. Go, Jazz. Gotta remember that.
You're getting older.
You're getting younger. You're a baby. You're a baby, Jazz.
No.
That's
why
she's like, my name is
Jazz.
So. Is that right?
Now, Jazz, you're going to be the first person I'm going to ask this to. I just want to give you quick comments on how you felt about the mass shooting that just happened on Friday. I want to get the temperature on this, because that's going to be part of the show today.
Okay, so when I heard about it on Facebook, and I was like, what the hell is going on? You know, I never watch the news because there's too many things happening. I'm emotional. So I turned it on, and they were talking about it, and I just started crying because I was like, you know, those are kids. Like, they didn't do anything to anyone, you know, and I'm imagining my son is 3, so I can only imagine, you know, having a child in school, you know, he's supposed to be protected and secure, and somebody comes in and just takes him away from me. Like, I would freaking die. Like, for real, like, I can imagine what they're feeling right now, especially because, you know, it's Christmas time. They probably already got their toys and stuff and shopping, and now they have to look at all this stuff that they got, and their child isn't even there. Like, that's crazy to me. I was just
It's
hurt.
Heartbreaking. I'm it like really you, Jazz. Is. I'm very emotional, and when I first heard about it, when it first happened, I was actually at the doctor's office, and I'm watching it on the screen. I'm like, this is not really happening. I'm just watching. Then they called me in the back, so, you know, I couldn't finish watching the rest of it. And then, you know, coming home, I heard it on the radio. And then I got home and I put the news on. I'm like, and I'm just sitting here and I'm just crying. I just.
Oh my God. He's being
ignorant
right now. I just
broke out crying.
Mommy,
right. Well, we're gonna let you go and handle your business, Jazz.
Yeah, because he's
not
even.
Miss PD.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Let it echo.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he wants mommy attention. We have another caller on the line, Black. Let's bring them in and see what they have to say.
Let's bring them in. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
PD Radio, let's go.
What's going on, Infamous? That's right. That's the voice right there.
He did not. That's
that
the voice right there. What's up, Jess?
That's right.
Right. That's right.
Let's go.
How you feeling, man?
Go. What's up, PD Radio?
Hey, long time no hear. Everything good?
Yeah, I'm always listening, even if I don't call in, and you know, religiously, but every Tuesday, our guys are always plugged in.
I know. We know you're the biggest supporter. We already know.
That's right.
So tell us, we talking about the tragedy that happened in Newtown, Connecticut. Jeff, what are your thoughts on it? Crazy, right?
Yeah. Crazy. You know, do I think that, you know, unexpected in a community like that? No. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because anything can happen. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically when you leave your door every day, you know what I'm saying, you kiss your loved ones and tell them that you love them because you never know. And
that's
the society that we live in right now. So, you know, you definitely
and,
have
you
to
know,
be on your P's and Q's. But these children, you know what I mean, they ain't deserve nothing. I think they said, you know, the kids were what, the average age was 6 years old. You know what I mean? Come on. You know what I mean? They ain't breathe yet. You know, and for, you know, this guy, 20 years old, you know what I mean, just to, you know.
Just blatantly,
just go and wipe
yeah.
them out like that. That's you know, insane. You know what I mean? But, you know.
Yeah,
the funny
it was
thing,
heartbreaking.
Yeah, you know, one other thing I want to comment. The funny thing I was thinking, too, you know, if, you know, say if it was a black person that took out a lot of people to say, oh, well, he has, you know, society issues, but, you know, when a white person does something like this, you know, he was mentally ill. So we got to go back and look at, you know, certain things as, you know, as a society, you know what I mean, that, you know, this can't be tolerated, you know what I mean? And, you know, for innocent
mm-hmm.
children to be hurt like this, it's really... you know, sad, real sad.
Yeah, that's the truth. And what else is crazy, too, Jess, is the same day, did you hear what happened in China? The same day?
No.
22 children in China were hurt by a man with a knife at a school in central China.
Same day. Now, you see, you know.
Yes.
I was thinking, too, you know, is these agents, you know what I mean? Is, you know, somebody sending these people out to do these things? You know what I mean? Come on. You know?
Now, this guy was 36 years old that did this. He went to a school in China, and he just started slashing 22 children with a knife. And seven of the students between the ages of 6 and 12 had severed fingers and ears.
Oh, come on. Mm.
Yeah, and I saw pictures online. They were showing pictures online of some of the kids laying in the hospital bed,
yeah,
like all bandaged up and everything, just like. I mean, the same day, like, oh, man, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think I heard the next day, too, was a copycat out of Indiana, this older guy, you know what I mean, was, you know, armed to the teeth, was threatening the school district. So, you know, it's going to be zero tolerance about it. But also, too,
mm-hmm.
this is something where we're going to give up some of our civil liberties again when certain
mm-hmm.
things like this happen. You know, people talk about Big Brother and stuff like that, but, you know, you have to protect your children, you know what I mean? You know, I believe they should, you know, they should have, you know, metal detectors at the door. It's sad, but this is the way we live now. You know, even, you
mm-hmm.
know, armed guards, you know, maybe, or security guards. So, you know, inner cities, we have that. But, you know, in you know, in the communities like, you know, upper echelon like that, you know, they, you know, oh, you know, nothing's happening, nothing's going to, you know, this is quiet town hall. No, no, no. You know, come on. You know, people got to wake up. And two, also to the fact that we live in a violent world. And it's just so sad.
Yeah.
What can you say to the parents? You know what I mean? Like you said, going to wake up on Christmas,
I know.
Christmas Day. And,
I know.
And, you know, mm. we're shopping for
them. I got something interesting for y'all that I want you guys to kind of shoot back on me on. How do you feel about this? I just found out that the Discovery Channel canceled its hit show, you know, American Guns, right after this just happened.
Right.
Mm.
How do you guys feel about that? This is the second season, and the second season had 50% more people as far as the percentage ratings went higher than the first season.
Right.
So right after this massacre, they canceled the show. You know,
it's,
I feel some kind of way about that because there's people dying every day. The rate is so ridiculous, especially in the black community.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is it's not how many people you kill, it seems like. It depends on who you kill, where it gets the attention of the national media. No one's crying.
Like
no one's doing
children.
All this stuff. Exactly. Mm-hmm. No one's doing all this when black kids is killing each other every day. But, you know, and I think we lose sight of that. Everyone wants to come in. But you know what? Every day, you don't see nobody banning shows. You don't see nobody trying to change, you know, putting their foot down on gun laws and stuff like that. You know, it's – so I have a problem with that.
Because we're not relevant.
I just want to –
That's why. We're not relevant.
Yeah.
No,
pretty much. We're doing society a favor when we do it to ourselves. So, you know, that's what it is.
And we're not making that black and white issue. It's in
– It's reality.
It's in full view. You know, Chicago. You know, you go down to Houston. You go down in Philly. But maybe
right,
Chicago,
southern,
you
all the southern
there,
states.
And you go out there and listen to the news. You sit in the hotel and listen to the news. You'll throw up because of the fact that, you know, the east side, north side of Chicago, they got, you know, either gang violence or whatever type of violence out there is taking away these kids. And you don't see it on the national news like this. You know what I mean? Now, this happened, and, you know, over the weekend, and they still, you know, this is the primetime news. Which, okay, that's fine. But, you know, what happened when, you know, those eight kids got shot up at the school in Chicago? That wasn't on the news for seven days. So,
right.
You know, we still have a lot to overcome as far as, you know what I'm saying, the skin on our backs and the society. But I tell you what, this is not going to be the last. It's not going to be the last. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
You know, you're going to see more things that's going to be unthinkable because of how, you know, the society that we live in. So this is not the end of it. You know, I wish, you know, I pray that, you know, it isn't. But, I mean, it's just stunning. You know, it's a wake-up call to, you know, people, you know, that have mental illness. There's a lot of people with mental illness, too, walking around and not being treated. You know, they see the signs and, you know, people are scared to, you know, confront these people. You know, so you have a mental ill kid playing Call of Duty all day, you know what I mean, and getting sleep deprivation. You know, he get mad at school. Okay, mommy got a couple of guns at the house. Well, you know what? You know, I don't have nothing to live for. I'm taking everybody out.
That's what it is, though.
You know,
that's
so
really
society
what it
has
is.
A big play on this. Media has a big play on this. Hollywood has a big play on this. But most important part, you know what I mean, you know, the parent. Now, they said that the mother had all these weapons in her house. Now, she lives in a rural area, lives by herself, I guess, with her son. She was a gun advocate, but come on. You know what I mean? Assault rifle. I can see having a rifle, a deer rifle in your house, or, you know, even a shotgun, you know what I mean, or, you know, a handgun. But you're going to have an assault rifle? Come on. You know, it's just, you know, the laws, you got to rethink the laws, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Everything got to change.
But the thing is, too, and what a lot of people don't understand with the guns is, like, you know, people claim they want to get these guns for protection.
Mm.
But most people who have guns, they don't use those guns for protection against intruders in their home.
Right.
They never have a chance. It never happens.
Right.
When people who have guns in their home, what usually happens?
Mm-hmm.
Suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Accidental shooting.
Right.
That's what happens when people have these guns in their home. But they claim they want to have it in their home to protect themselves against intruders. But it's never any intruders. It's always an accidental shooting. A child or somebody got their hand
mm-hmm.
on a gun,
right.
you know, or they're using it to commit suicide.
Right.
But never to prevent the reason why they say they have the gun in the first place.
You're absolutely right, Ms. Petey, because the story in Philadelphia, a six-year-old girl was shot herself in the hand because it was a registered gun. You know, the gun wasn't, you know, a throwaway gun or a dirty gun. You know, it was registered to the family, but the little girl
mm-hmm.
got to it and shot herself in the hand. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, guns, to me, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep stating that. You know what I mean? Gun can't pull the trigger on himself. You know, so
that's right.
It's the people behind it, you know what I'm saying, the mentality that they have. But it's just sad that that had to go down like that, especially before, you know, the holidays. You know,
yeah.
holidays are for, you know, I mean, the children. So,
mm-hmm.
especially Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, it's just
very sad all around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That love was, you know,
I think.
Talking about that the other day. It's just, you know, real.
I think that there should be gun inspections.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Gun inspections. The same
mm-hmm.
way, I call this as thoughts from the party of black, because I'm starting my own party.
Well,
this is what I would do. Kind of what I would do. I want y'all to feel me on this. I'm talking about yearly gun inspections. The same way you got to take your car down.
Right.
You got a gun
mm-hmm.
registered to yourself. You got to take it in to be inspected. Make sure there's no, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everything is cool, everything like that. There's a point system, same way with your driver's license. You miss a gun inspection, that's a point. You miss two, tack on, you know, that's two points for the second. It's a 5-point system. When you get 3 points, the next inspection, they coming for you. They come into your home to find out what's going on, why you haven't had your gun inspected.
They need to crack down on the psychiatric evaluation of the people who own the gun.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. So on that third one, they come to your home. They inspect your living conditions. You do a psych eval on you, make sure you're not crazy, and check your guns. I mean, like, and then if you go over the 5-point system, they take it. They come and get you, and then you go on a list. I mean, you got to get strict with it.
Now, how many guns?
How many guns
do you really need? You know, what I mean, you got some homes.
Exactly.
That have 20,
exactly.
Got
that's
an
another
arsenal,
thing.
Many, you know, a mini arsenal in there, and you know, what, come on. You know, what I mean, what do you really need
mm-hmm.
that for? You know what I'm saying? You know,
my thoughts exactly.
Purpose?
Just
come on. You know what I mean? Nobody knows when the end of the world is coming. You know, this is. I was listening to what you were saying earlier. Nobody, no one knows time or day. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
for these people to just to stockpile toilet paper and canned goods, you know what I'm saying, is really getting on my nerves.
Hmm.
You know, but
yeah.
this is how
we
the media,
I mean,
you know what I mean, and you know, Hollywood, you know what I mean, it's just, you know, going out and just putting stuff in people's heads. It's ridiculous. You know, me
right.
and Black, we was on Facebook the other day, and a guy had broken down to us, you know what I mean, about the mind calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the end of the day. You know what I mean? You know, as far as, you know, life on Earth, it was, you know, it was a recycling of their calendar. It was the end of their calendar. Every 22,000, what was it, like 22,000 years or something like that? It recycles. It just keeps going over again. So, you know,
wow.
the media is in there, you know, oh, yeah, you know I mean, you know, get yourself together, you know. You only got a couple hours now, baby.
But you know that's just how some people are just gullible. Like some people will fall and listen to anything put out there.
Oh yeah.
That's just the state of the world today. People are followers. Nobody wants to think for themselves or question anything really.
Right, question.
You know, it's like that commercial. What is it? A State Farm commercial. You know, I crack up about it all the time. State Farm commercial, and the girl's talking to the guy, And he was like, where'd you hear that at? She was like, the internet. And she was like, they can't put anything on the internet that's not true. And people believe stuff like that. Oh, it's on the internet, it must
right.
be true. Oh, yeah, okay. That's just why you're in the predicament you're in now. Because you're gullible and you fall for anything instead of questioning things for yourself. Yeah. So
PD
pretty
radio.
Much.
Let's go.
PD radio. Let's go.
That's right.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think we need to get back into some more music, Black. It's that time.
All right, let's do it. And we're going to bring everybody back for a minute, but we're going to cut it real quick.
Yeah, we're going to go into
radio.
A little music break right now with some holiday music.
Oh.
Most people never
Flashbacks to some of the interviews, special interviews that we did. So Here we go. One of the first special interviews, PD Flashback. Here we go.
PD Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
Hello? Hello? Damn. I don't know what's going on. Ever since the damn show, I've been getting all these crazy calls. Eddie Kane Muggs is just calling me. What's up? Come on, man. It's the third time. Damn, man. What's going on?
You know goddamn well what this is all about.
Oh, shit. Eddie, that's you? Yo, man. I thought you was, at the AAA, man, still trying to get it together. What's going on, brother?
Just because I have maybe two drinks sometime, what, I'm an alcoholic now?
That's right. Alcoholic, cheater, stealer, even with my country voice, stealer. You was up in there, you know, just getting it on, man. What's up with that? But we're going to go into something else, though. Got a couple questions for you since you called me. And what's up with you and the Chris Breezy camp, man? I heard that was actually you who had the confrontation up in the nightclub, man. So you got to put it down for me, man. What was up with you and Chris Brown?
Fucking power trip and shit, talking about replacing people. I just wanted to show that motherfucker what time it was.
Now, don't tell me no lies, baby, because I heard you got real up close and personal with the brother. What did you say to the man?
I know what you've been trying to do.
Oh, shit, man.
You ain't going to do it.
No, you didn't.
You big man, don't pull my coattail to you a long, long time ago. I can see what you jive ass like glass.
Damn.
You could even try to rip like me.
No, you didn't. Come on, Andy. You ain't say that shit, man.
Come sucking, slugging ass motherfucker.
Damn.
You want my spot, huh? Well, you ain't gonna get it, because you ain't got it.
Nah, Eddie, you didn't come out like that, man. You came out raw like that.
Show that motherfucker what time it was.
All right, man. Y'all heard it here first. PD Radio, you heard it here first. Eddie Kane, put it down. I got one last question for you, bro. You know, what you got for me as far as what's coming up now for the man? Oh, hell no. Bang on this. Hello?
No, you know.
Oh,
wait,
no,
wait,
you got to be kidding me. Come on, man. Not
what
you. Come on, man. You too.
We played them in preseason.
Bringing up
who
old shit, too.
The third game in a preseason. Like, it's bullshit. Bullshit. We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters.
I done turned into the black Dr. Phil. Oh, my goodness.
That's why we took the damn
This is
field.
PD Radio. I'm out.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Oh, man.
We thought they were.
That was
and that
crazy.
Started it right there. I took a lot of heat for that interview right there. Took a lot of heat.
That was funny as hell.
Oh, man. God bless you, Eddie Kane. God bless you.
Oh, man. I know what you've been trying to do.
That's right. He's still drinking that wild turkey.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that was funny. I hope you guys enjoyed that clip. That was Eddie Kane of the Five Heartbeats. He called in. He had an exclusive with Black over his altercation
Craziness.
With Chris Brown.
Don't. Oh, man, I think we should.
That was too fun.
I don't know. What you got for me, Miss PD?
You know, I want to get into more music. I mean, I could talk some
Let's
more, but I really want to hear some more of this music we got loaded up. We need to get this in because our special interview was, you know, he's calling in a few minutes, and I want to get some more music in before we get to him. So can we do that? Let's get into some
Let's
more
do
music.
It. I got you.
You know, it's Christmas time, so we got to play this song right here, the OJ's. Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at poeticdesigns.net. At poeticdesigns.net.
Rockin' born, Southside nurtured me. Buggin' since the nursery, doctors had to hurt for me. Told my mom Dukes my life ain't have certainty. Before I became a teen, my own heart would murder me. A worker bee said he trying to make my talent work for me. Every move I make, it's all done purposely. I pay dues, nobody be sending purse for me to help me on this journey. I stay down and kept learning, and now I got it mastered. Feeling the world turning, mix the sour in the kush. Roll up and keep burning. No matter how it looks, I'm up. I keep earning God's body, but I don't shout or predetermine. I move with the nature of the universe. Don't talk about it, no power, and I'd rather do it first. This is me all day, all that I am. Fuck the rest, son, I'm not like them. Who I am, don't follow trends, I don't do tight pants. Don't make it rain, I don't move like them. This is who I am, it's all me. On the truth I stand, the MC. Kill the booth like damn, this is who I am. And that's all I can do, I do me now. Ask yourself, who is you? I'd rather do it with skill, give you what I've been through. It's all real, and I'm showing you the proof. This is who I am. So this is who I am. Now wave your hands if you don't move like them. This is who I am. Yeah, this is who I am. Now wave your hands if you don't move like them. This is who I am. Yeah, this is who I am. Now wave your hands if you don't move like them. This is who I am. Yeah, this is who I am. Now wave your hands if you don't move like them. Yeah, I can't do what the rest do. I'm not them. I don't know what you want me to tell you. These niggas spit like they chest plate is shell proof, and everything designer and Bentley's is on sale too. Fail, dude. I'd rather touch your heart, touch your mind, make you spark, not reach for a Glock. I speak through the art, use it to show niggas there's a deeper side of life than bitches and gross figures. But they only recognize when I'm spitting that coke, nigga. Go figure. Ignorance is how you reach most niggas. So I mix the night quill with the Sprite. Help you stomach the facts and everything that I write. Fuck, hot for the night. I wanna burn forever like herpes. It's not worth cheese, not my integrity. See, this is me, this is all that I am. Fuck the rest, son, I'm not like them. This is who I am. Don't follow trends, I don't do tight pants. Don't make it rain, I don't move like them. This is who I am, it's all me. On the truth I stand, the MC. Kill the booth like them. This is who I am. And that's all I could do, I do me now. Ask yourself, who is you? I vow to do it with skill, give you what I've been through. It's all real, and I'm showing you the proof. This is who I am. I ain't in the trap, and if I was, I wouldn't rap by how I move my pack. I won't YouTube my straps. Nigga, if you see him, it's for a reason. So time to start the fleeing, cause the fire stop your breathing. Homie, now we even, I'd rather blindside you, make you wonder like Steven. Where the fuck you come from? Where I'm from, if you do it, you get undone. Nigga with one drum, make a bitch out of a tough guy. Watch son run, play hero, and your song will end up unsung. It's dead real, all I see is let's kill. Covered up by the swagger, this is the red pill. Cause these niggas think they add up, when really they not a factor. All you fat will meet the lyrical chiropractor. Take your favorite word and watch me break it up enough style to take your weak ass rhymes and make them talk more.
I'm able to follow trends, I don't do tight pants, don't make it rain, I don't move like them. This is who I am, it's all me. On the truth I stand, the MC. Kill the booth like damn, this is who I am. And that's all I can do, I do me now. Ask yourself, who is you? I gotta do it with skill, give you what I've been through. It's all real, and I'm showing you the proof. This is who I am.
PD Radio.
All right, all right. That was a track by tonight's guest. Yeah, that was by tonight's guest, who will be calling in just a few minutes. Excel the Kid, his song called "This Is Who I Am." That's a hot song right there. I love the music.
Oh, definitely.
Everything.
We got some more stuff on the rack, though.
Oh,
woo.
Yeah. We got some more stuff on the rack.
That's right.
And what you got right now, Black?
There's a lot of talk, you know. What's you know, the best black movie of all time going around right now? There's a lot of debate. Me and my boys, you know, on the train, we've been kicking it, talking about what could be the best black movie ever made. And
you killed.
I just want to get your thoughts on that. I mean, hey.
Nah, you're killing me right now. You know my brain don't work like that. I'll know it, and it won't come to me.
Oh, man. No, well, it's all about your opinion. I just want to know what
you're talking
the
about.
Think.
Out right now, or are you talking about any black movie?
Of all time.
I mean,
any,
from back
any
in
black
the...
movie.
Oh.
Any.
Of all time.
Could be anything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, Black. That's really, really hard.
I'm just
going to
throw a couple out there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, I mean, you got...
What you got?
Malcolm X. Well, you know, you got to start talking about your top five, you know? You got Malcolm X out there.
I'm going to be very honest. I never watched that whole movie.
But Malcolm X...
Yep.
Oh, man. That might be a violation.
Whatever.
That might be a violation on your part.
I'm being honest.
Yeah, that might be a violation. But I'm
what else you got?
So you got Malcolm X.
Moving on.
You got Coming to America. I'm talking
about
all-time greats right now. Eddie Murphy got at least three of the top five probably of all time.
You know, that's
so you're
my
talking
movie
Coming
right
to
here.
America, Harlem Nights. You know what I mean? You know, you got the Beverly Hills Cop editions. You got, oh, man, what else you got? Exactly. You know, you have Tyler Perry flicks in there.
Victor Maitland.
You know, Spike Lee, crazy. You know what I mean? Do the Right Thing, School Days. So I just want the people to call in and hit me up. Tell me what's your favorite black movie of all time, or you may not even be able to pick one, but just tell me one anyway off the top of your dome. So.
No, that's killing me right now. I can't do it.
You can't pick one? Oh, man. You can't pick one movie that you like, that you really like.
You talking about
Menage,
picking one.
Trois?
What?
Huh? What was that?
No, you didn't.
You flushed it? What? What was that? I got you.
I hate you.
I hate you. Got you.
You get on my nerves.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make
I'm putting it out there right now. Miss Petey is looking for a new co-host. Because Black is over here cutting us. So if you want to be a co-host, Miss Petey. Call me up
right now. You want me on the street? It's like that.
4 7 8
You want my blood? Take my blood. No, I'm stop.
You stupid. Keep it up now. Keep it up.
Man, you know how I get down. So you have nothing for me. No movies at all.
Coming to America. That's my movie right there.
That's your favorite one? That's probably your top. All right.
I'm not even going to say top, but it's...
Well, you know, one of your top favorite black
movies.
Out
of what you just named, yes, yes. Out of what you just named.
It's infamous. What you got for me? Maybe not.
Nada. He has nothing for you.
All right, nothing.
Well, it's all good because it's that time right now.
That's
right. You know what I mean? It's guest time.
Let's do it.
Right now, guys.
PD exclusive. This is a PD exclusive.
Right now, PD Radio has on the line our special guest of the night, the first artist to be launched off Six Man Entertainment. We have on the line for your listening pleasure right now, Excel the Kid. Hello, Excel.
Peace, peace. How are you?
What's going on, Excel?
Get over here. We get over here. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Wonderful. Even better now that we have you on the line.
What's up?
I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And I want to start out with you telling our listeners where you're from. And I also want to know, how did you get your name, Excel the Kid?
That's some serious shit. Lucky you, my boy.
What up, my nigga? You always make them joints, man.
You must. I'm from Rockin', you know? And home of Rocky Marciano.
Fuck with you though, my nigga.
You were boxing, you know what I mean? I got the
okay.
name Excel, so pretty much ran through like just 1,000 black rappers. I mean,
check, chasing the rainbow.
Okay.
I let my soul take control as the pot unfolds. I start to grow up the mold because it's gotten old.
You're fading out a little bit, Excel.
Smoking by the O.
Can you hear me okay? You were fading out a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. All right, Excel. You are the first artist launched off Six Man Entertainment, and your project is titled Self Therapy. Now, that alone is huge, and mainly because that speaks volumes on your talent and how you will represent the brand. But it's also a huge responsibility to make an impact and to come out strong. How do you feel about being chosen as the breakout artist? And do you feel that your first project under Six Man delivers all that you perceived it would?
I feel great about being the first black artist. I mean, anytime anybody looks at you to basically put the black down for their movement, that's always a good look. I feel like my first project is definitely strong, at the end of the day, you're only going to get better. Everything's going to go to the top, you know? That's right.
That's right. Do you have the freedom to create as you want, and how important is that to your creative process?
Yeah, I definitely have the freedom to create what I want, you know what I'm saying? Creative control is everything in art. Like, if you have art, if you make any type of art and you're not able to fully express yourself or fully be creative, then at the end of the day, like, you're not doing art, you're just doing what somebody told you to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, art has no boundary. Like, you can do whatever you want. You know? And he definitely gives me the room, the space. Like, he doesn't tell me anything. He just lets me work, and then I send him the product, and he's always happy with it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's how it should be. You know, I feel like the artist shouldn't feel limited because it's personal to you, the type of music you want to do, what you want to put out to people. So I think it's very important for you to not to be, you know, limited on your process. So, you know, that's wonderful. Now, I want to say, although I can listen to Cell Therapy from beginning to end, no question, I mean, because it's just that good. Some of my favorites are Smoke and Mirrors, Off the Ground, Soul Searching, and Who Am I? And we just played Who Am I before you came in. Now, these are my favorites because of the content, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
Track number 14, Smoke and Mirrors, that really tells how you feel about artists and the business and how fake and organized it really is. How do you think we as consumers got to this point of acceptance of such irrelevant music, with money really being the bottom line? And how How does this make you feel as an artist who wants to deliver substance?
I mean, I put it to you like this. It's kind of like erosion, like slow. It was a slow decline, like it was just slow. Like they drill that down your, down your throat all day. Like that's all you see is they keep drilling you to the eventually it's gonna come to a point where mentally you're not even gonna think anymore. You just go gravitate towards what's cool. Because everybody, really, at the end of the day, all human beings, we want to fit in anyway, whether you want to be an outcast or you, I'm a misfit, you want to fit in somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people just right now, they're doing what's cool. And at the end of the day, I think it was a slow, gradual, because at the end of the day, like if you look at any form of music when it first started, it was very pure, very grassroots, and then as the years went by, as business interests picked up, then they start making it into a business, and then once you start making things into a business, it's just like McDonald's. Like before, a hamburger was cool, you can make a hamburger, but now that big business got a hamburger, it's factory. Everything is factory. Like 85% of the artists that are out right now, you ain't gonna be talking about them next year because labels just turned. Labels just want to turn over artists, like high turnover rate. So I'm going to pick you, sign you, give you $2 million, give you $3 million. You're going to do this, make this little song right here. Boom, all right, you're done because I'm about to make $10 million. It's just like they're hustling us, really. But at the end of the day, as far as me as an artist, like it doesn't affect me because, to be honest, I don't care about none of that. Like,
right.
I don't care about, to be honest, like I don't care about label acceptance, like, I already know, like, things I say, my music is very, you can say, controversial, whatever. Like, they're not going to, anything that presents a challenge, they're not going to accept it. I know that. I mean, the only way that it's going to change is if the people start beating down doors. And, yo, this is not pop. Yo, this is not the way. Like, that's for anything. That's music.
Right.
Like, that's a microcosm of something that's way bigger because that's for anything, like. Anything, like how everything is going crazy right now, the world's going crazy. If we all stood up as a people and was like, no, we don't do that. They have to. They can't stop all of us. It might stop some of us. Can't stop
ain't
all.
Ain't lying
of
about
us.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
the
truth,
like,
right there.
At the end of the day, us as you know what I'm saying, us as consumers. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying take away the party songs because we all party. But have a balance. Like, don't get me wrong. I like to get drunk and just be bugging with my man sometimes or be in a party drunk, wilding out. But then there's times where I just want to chill, reflect. Like, we need balance. Mm-hmm. We need balance back in hip-hop. I don't think hip-hop is. Mm-hmm. I just think the mainstream just drills the party down your throat. It's party, 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 party. So while you focus on partying, they done slid something over on you because you're not paying attention because you're partying. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think a big problem, too, is Excel. Like, everybody wants the fame. Everybody today thinks they can be a star. Nobody wants to be a fan. Everybody feels like they can do something, you know, to get to that level, that fame.
Uh-huh.
And they don't. It's not about passion for them. It's about getting to a status.
Yeah, definitely.
And when you lose that, I mean, that's when it all goes to hell pretty much. Because, like you, you have a passion for what it is you do, and it's obvious because it comes out in your music.
Yeah.
When you out here just to say, oh, I'm going to make this hit record, you know, so I can be on the radio, you know, I can do these videos, I can get this money, you know, everybody going to, okay, well, that's not a passion for you. You're trying to just get somewhere, and I think that's how it pretty much fell off.
Yeah, definitely. That's why right now I respect battle rappers so much. Because at the end of the day, if you ain't on top of your craft and you step in the ring with one of them dudes, you're gonna get chewed up and made to look real
exactly.
stupid. Real stupid. Like, you can say, oh, battle rappers can't make songs, this, that, and third. Battle rappers can't make songs, but 99% of artists can't step in the ring and do three minutes from a lot of these battle dudes. These battle dudes is on top of their craft. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're prepared.
Right.
They're mentally trained like fighters. Like, we got Let's Go. Like, if you listen to some of the bars these dudes are spitting, you're like, oh, okay. Like, this is where rap, mm-hmm. this is how rap should be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot, like, come on. Like, you could just imagine some of the top dudes right now stepping in the battle realm. That's why Meek Mill only did it for sales, and then when Cassidy was like, let's really battle, he was like, nah, I'm good.
Right. Exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
Because he did that.
There
he,
it is.
He started that battle controversy right around the time his album dropped. And then when
mm-hmm.
Cassidy was like, yo, put your balls on the table, because we all know what Cassidy can do on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want to battle nobody, man. Right, because if you're not on your craft, you got other things on your mind, you will get chewed up and out there and made you look real stupid. You know what I'm saying? So that's why
there it is.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the truth. Mm. That is absolute truth right there.
That's
mm-hmm.
real. I mean,
all right, Excel. My favorite line off
mm-hmm.
track 12, Off the Ground,
mm-hmm.
is where you say, "My heart always had the right placement. My execution
mm-hmm.
was never the greatest."
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know why, but that line right there really got to me. And I'm like, that's life, and that's the truth of many
mm-hmm.
people. Why don't you
yeah.
explain to us, I mean, I know, but why don't you explain what you meant by that?
My heart always had the right placement. My execution was never the greatest. Basically, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm always looking out for people. Like, my heart's always
mm-hmm.
in the right place, anything I do. But the way I was raised and the way I was brought up, the way I might present my love to you, you might not get it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was
mm-hmm.
raised in the street. You understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
being street-oriented kids, we blunt with each other, very blunt. Like, I might say something to you that you think I'm trying to hurt your feelings, but I'm really, in turn, just trying to help you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the way, like, but my heart is always in the right place. I'm always in the right place. But at the end of the day, the way I present it, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's wrong, but I can see how somebody would be like, yo, that hurt my feelings, or da da, you know what I'm saying? So that's for anybody, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's
right.
like that. Like, if everybody's execution was on point every time your heart felt something, you did it, like, this world would be peace and love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why, like, it got to me, because the way you said that, the way you delivered it, I'm like, wow. I'm like, that is so many people. That's most
right.
of us. You know, we have the right intentions on what we want to do, but it just doesn't always come out that way.
Exactly.
But see, like you say, you have the insight, Excel, to say, like, it to you, you may not think it's necessarily wrong, but you can see somebody else and how they would take it to be a certain way. You know what I mean? Most people still can't even do that. It's just like, I wasn't wrong. This is what it is, point blank, period. But you still have the insight to say, well, I don't necessarily think the way I did it was wrong, but I could see how it will
yeah,
come off to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because it's two sides to a street, two sides to a coin. I mean, if I'm coming at you, if you coming at me with your feelings, I got to respect it just as much as if I was coming at you with my feelings. So that's why I say that. Like, I can see how some people, it might not be wrong to me, but it might be wrong to you. So
that's right. All right. I got another one for you. About to throw out
What's
another
up?
One.
<What's up?
laughs> I'm getting you tonight. My
okay,
favorite line on track number 19, Soul Searching. It's the hook
on
that
song. Track right there.
You say, that's the song, right, Black? You say, they told
yeah,
me I could
track.
Be Einstein. I told them, sure, as soon as I find time. They told me
uh-huh.
I could be Jordan, but that wasn't really important. Man,
uh-huh.
I'm just soul-searching, trying to make it out to be a better person. This is why I'm loving your music.
Lovely.
I'm listening to your words, and I'm telling you, it's like, oh, my gosh, who is he? Who is he?
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
And it's like you're letting people into your life, and you're teaching
yeah,
us
right.
it's okay to fall short sometimes. It's
yeah,
okay
I mean,
to say, I'm trying to find the best in me. And it's okay to be told,
yeah,
you're good in one thing, but your heart wants you to follow another path.
Yeah,
you know, this is what more young people need to listen to.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I'm no different than anybody. I just have a gift that I can rhyme words pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, That's how I see it. Like, I don't see the fact that I rap. Like, I'm on a pedestal. I'm here now because I rap. Now, I'm no different. I mean, like, I say that because that comes from personal. Like, in school, I was a very smart kid, but I was too busy doing other stuff. So they told me I could be Einstein. I told them, sure, as soon as I find time, as soon as I put all the street nonsense away, I'll figure that out. You know what I'm saying? I used to play ball. But they told me I could be Jordan. But that wasn't really important because I had to get this money. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm soul searching. I'm just trying to figure out what, because a man without passion is nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out where the passion is for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, where, what is going to fulfill me totally? Like, because ball was cool. That was cool. But, like, it wasn't, I wasn't with it every day. I'm not with going to practice.
Right.
That is not. Being smart, being in school, studious, studying, that's cool. I love learning. But at the end of the day, I didn't like school. Like, I'd rather teach myself or be around some people that could teach me hand-drawn. You know what I'm saying? So that's where them lines come from. I mean, it's just personal. And at the end of the day, like, with my music, my whole basis of my music is to connect. Like, I want to connect with you. I want you to feel like after you listen to my CD, you know who I am. I don't care. Like, I don't want to be, oh, he's the rapper guy way up here. You can't touch him. I want you to be like, man, I heard your CD, man. You know what? I feel this dude. Or you see me, you be hugging your family in the street. You stop, you know what I'm saying? Smoke a cigarette with me, whatever. Like, I'm a regular dude. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Even when I get on, like, I'm not that guy, man. I'm just regular me. Like, so at the end of the day, like, I try to keep my music in that lane. Like, I don't try to put myself up somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's definitely reflected in your music, and I'm telling you, and this is not just to, like, you know, beef your head up. This is so serious right now. I can put your CD on from beginning to end and listen to every track, and every track is amazing. I'm so serious right now. And that, for me, that's very rare. I have a short attention span. Like, if I tune in and it don't catch me right away, it's like, okay, click to the next one. That's just how I am. I don't want to try to fill it out. I don't want to do that. It has to grab me for the minute I listen, or I'm pretty much, you know, not feeling it. But with your song, every last track, I was like, okay. I'm like, hit the next one. Oh, okay.
Appreciate that. That's real. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good stuff right there. Definitely, you know, loving that.
After years of
so what's coming up next for you, Excel? Are you working on a... I know you just put... When did this one come out, actually?
November 5th, Cell Therapy drop. Right now, I just finished Me and My Man, because we were working on that while I was working on Cell Therapy. Me and My Man, Sonny Vega, just finished up... We just finished up a joint mixtape we're doing called Greatest Show on Earth. So look out for that. It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. I mean... Just hardball, good beats, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sonny Vega, too, on that. Hopefully, going to start working on Bad Seeds so we can get the Small World project off the ground and just doing shows, putting out more projects. But the most recent thing that's probably going to come up, which I'll be aware of, is the project with Sonny Vega, Greatest Show on Earth. And then I'll probably start putting together an album sometime soon. But I don't want to rush it. I don't want to rush it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right. Don't rush it.
Nah.
Yeah, keep pushing forward, too, when them shows hit, man, because I would love to see you live, man. Get that energy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely getting some shows together. I'm trying to just line up as many shows as possible. I'm doing a couple shows out here in my area. I got one on the 26th and January 11th and then 17th. I'm trying to get out to New York so I can do some things out there. Definitely got to do that. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to spread my wings and connect and build as many people as I can.
You're definitely doing that. I want to ask you, Excel, as we are closing out another year, we were talking about it earlier. We often look to the new year as a fresh start. For you, Excel, as a man, reflecting upon 2012, what do you see and what are you working for? For yourself in 2013?
Myself,
just give myself, really as a man, like, just cut out a lot of confusion in my life. I understand what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this year, I kind of found myself being pulled in 4, 5, 6 directions, and because I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm so, like, I'd be ready to do everything for everybody, but this, I think, this time around, like, I really actually, like, got to put people's feelings to the side and focus on what I got to do for me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the day, and it's not even necessarily the people that are doing it. It's just that while I'm giving you this energy, I can't put that energy over here. Like, I can't put the energy in two places, so I got to put all my energy over here first, and when I get that right, I come back to you. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it, though. Other than that, I mean, I'll just keep working, keep grinding, keep doing what I do.
Okay. So tell me, I'm just going to throw this out. Do you think we're even going to make it to 2013?
No, I don't think so, you know.
I know, right?
Nah, you know what's funny about that, though? The funny thing is, right, last year, that's all everybody talked about, right? And we're 3 days away from that date, and nobody gives a shit.
I know.
Exactly.
Everybody
so
shook now.
At the end of the day, like, if something was to happen, I'm, like, because I'm a big believer, like, I study, like, consciousness and things like that, you know what I'm saying, and mind. Mind and all of that. So I believe that if anything is going to happen, it's going to be like an energy change. And it's already happening. Slowly, like the people are becoming more, you can feel it. The energy is more restless now. Like, people are becoming more restless, almost done with the bull. Like, people are done being bullshitted. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can feel it. Like, soon as somebody, that mouthpiece, that's like,
yo,
like,
right.
If Tupac was alive right now, it'd be a revolution.
Oh, yeah, it'd be crazy.
Wow.
That's how I feel. If Tupac was alive right now,
energy shift, huh?
Tupac was the most piece that nobody, when Pac said what nobody wanted to say. Pac said what everybody said to each other, to the public.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Pac was that guy. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's it. Like, ain't no world going to be over, and we're going to die, you know, it's nonsense. Like, that's just something to keep you scared, keep you in the house, keep you not fulfilling your dreams because December 21st, 2012 is over. So why you try to go hard? You know what I'm saying? So,
you better tell it, Excel.
Keep pushing it.
I'm trying to tell you.
You
got any?
Huh?
Black, you got anything you want to throw at Excel?
Oh, I got one question. Just one question. And I've listened to your album, man, and like Miss PD said, I listened to the thing front to back, then skipping out one song, you know, with jotting down my notes and everything. I was loving it.
Uh-huh.
I got one thing.
Yes, sir.
And I'm talking about classic CDs. Now, do you have a, I'm not going to say you have a fear, as someone listening to a great piece of work, I have fears of when the next project comes out, it's not the same. You know how some people, they come out hard, and then that project.
I know what
you know what I mean? Like, how do you keep from falling off? Like, what is your plan to keep that same high level going on the next project?
At the end of the day, like,
right.
I'm not worried about, like, that's the thing. No, I don't worry about it because I do, like, I try to bury myself. Like, I try to work so much that, like, I don't have time to worry about it. Like, the music for me is the music. You understand what I'm saying? This
right.
is what, like, how I think Joe Budden said it. I think all rappers' jobs is to rap. What the fuck you here for? Rap.
Exactly.
Rappers don't, like, I understand. All right, be a businessman. That's fine, my nigga. But when it's time for you to lock in and make that music,
right?
Make that music. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to
right.
make the music first. That's what got you here. Like, if you didn't, like, that's how Jay-Z stays so consistent. Because when Jay-Z's in the studio, you don't hear about Jay-Z out nowhere. Jay-Z's over here. There. No, when Jay-Z's making an album, he locks in that whole time until the album
right.
is done. Boom, then once it's done,
whatever. I mean, and then at the end of the day, a lot of stuff is perception. So it's like, oh, he should have killed it, but he didn't do this. And you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I can't be worried about people's perception. All I can do is put forth
right.
that project. I think I can make. And then at the end of the day, like, it's a growing process, so I expect y'all to grow with me. I expect to bump my head. I expect to do songs and be like, damn, you shouldn't have did that one, brother. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm a new
there it
artist.
Is.
That's true.
So
and like I said, the last thing I'm going to say on it is, man, you know, as you go forward, man, like I said, the content is crazy. And that is what I've been looking for a long time, is that crazy content where it feels like I'm walking up to you on the street and I'm giving you a pound and you talking to me and you just, you know, giving me, you know, a story of what's going on in your life. And that's what's missing right now, and I love it. I want you to keep doing that, bro, seriously.
Oh, well, I definitely will, sir. You know,
yeah.
Got to keep the real life, man. The way to
be. That's right. Now, tell the listeners, Excel, where they can get cell therapy and how they can connect with you online.
You can connect with me on Twitter. I got Twitter, XL the Kid, XCELDAKID. You can get cell therapy at thatcrack.com. You know what I'm saying? It's hosted by DJ Bean. You just go to thatcrack.com in the search bar, type cell therapy, it'll pop right up. I'm on SoundCloud, XCEL_508. That's pretty much it. That's all the Twitter and SoundCloud. You can catch me there. And I'm always on Twitter. All right,
and I'm telling you guys, you need to get this seat. I'm telling you. You put it when you pop it in, you're not going to be pushing forward. I'm telling you, you're going to listen to every track straight through. You guys need to get cell therapy. It's just that crazy.
That's right.
Excel, thank you so much.
Oh, no doubt.
Calling
you're
in
welcome.
Tonight.
Thank you.
And sharing your story with us, you know, chopping it up with us a little bit. It was great
thank
talking
you.
To you.
No doubt.
And we definitely would love to have you back on the show. You know,
well,
we do roundtable. All right. We do roundtable discussions on the show from time to time. So maybe I can convince you to sit in on one of the roundtables and discuss some topics with us.
Well, I'm with that. I'm with that.
Oh, you with that? All right.
That.
That's
I'm
what I want
that.
To hear. Let's yeah. give it up for Excel the Kid.
Hey.
Right.
Hey.
All right, Excel. Thanks again. And you have a
all
good
right.
night. Thanks for calling in to PD Radio.
No doubt.
All right. One.
Peace.
All right. All right, you guys.
Definitely
that
lovely.
Was the interview with Excel the Kid from Boston. How cool is he? I'm telling you, you guys really need to get cell therapy. You need
that's
to
right.
get that. Go get it. Darn it, I done said it. There's
hey,
going to be
just,
some consequences and repercussions from this PD.
You trying to whoop some ass.
I'm
going to
come out there and
I mean,
find each and
insight.
Every one of my listeners. What was that, Black?
I mean, just check the insight that he just put down on, you know, the lines. And,
yes.
and I mean, we're just giving you a quick peek of what's on the album. So,
we gave you.
Yeah, some crazy stuff. Definitely.
How about we give him, some, you know, give him a taste right now, Black?
Yeah, we're going to give him a taste.
Play some
and
of his
call
track.
In, let us know what you think about the track. We're going to hit you with
right.
Soul Searching real quick, and then call us up, let us know what you think. This is PD Radio.
Soul Searching, track number 19.
That's how we get down, baby. Get
out there.
Yeah.
Excel the Kid.
Peace to the underachievers. Remember coming up, had to beg my mother for sneakers, cut two pairs a year, wasn't cutting it. Kids came through that class, rocking that other shit. I was behind the times, could barely keep up with it. Stuck in this world, too young to have enough of it. To be honest, I really ain't have shit, except for spinning this pad. No bitches, no ass tits, feisty. Used to come home with bruises and fat lips. Fist fight on sight, slick mouth, get ass kicked. Teacher said I was advanced, they stuck me in a nerdy class. I never listened, did barely enough work to pass. Cause school wasn't it for me. Used to question shit, especially in history. And I like chemistry, plus I'm exceptional with math. Cause now I'm hustling, so I really start to grasp a little knowledge of my path. But I still got a long way to go out on the ass. They told me I could be Einstein. I told him, sure, soon as I find time.
Soon as I find time.
They told me I could be Jordan, but that wasn't really important.
Not really important.
Man, I'm just soul searching, trying to refine myself so I could be a better version.
What you doing, son?
I said I'm just soul searching, trying to make it out to be a better person. I'm working.
Mom's wanted me to be a preacher or a teacher, uh-huh, 'cause she knew I had a gift with the words I could reach the, yeah, heart. And my pops tried to live vicarious, lead through me, but your boy wasn't having
not
it.
At all.
He said I could be CEO, but I was too busy caught up trying to see me blow.
Uh-huh.
We'll be with Cole, plotting how to break down this onion,
yeah,
and turn scarcity into a abundance. Shit, man, I'm stuck in this cloud of smoke and around some folks with nothing to lose. Most my dudes never found a hope they was looking for while they doing the street shit. They think they getting over, but they underachieving.
They
running from demons. Only 17 with murder beef. Burning speak for them. We all trying to earn a piece of the pops. What dies is potential.
Yeah.
Stay strong. Don't let the game trap up your mental. I'm gone.
They told me I could be Einstein. I told them, sure, as soon as I find time.
As soon as I find time.
They told me I could be Jordan, but that wasn't really important.
Not really important.
Man, I'm just soul searching, trying to refine myself so I could be a better version.
What you doing, son?
I said I'm just soul searching, trying to make it out to be a better person. I'm working.
I see you working, baby.
Yeah. Excel. Yeah.
Woo. That's what
okay,
we're talking about.
That was Soul Searching by Excel the Kid,
right,
off his new project, Cell Therapy. Y'all need to get that off that crack. What do you say? Thatcrack.com?
That's right. We're going to make sure we got the information on the website.
We're going to put the
check
right
it out.
On pdradio.site40.net, we'll have all this information up there, but you guys definitely need to get this for real. And I think I want to play another one of his joints right now, Black, like right now.
Nah, what's the magic word?
Right now.
Oh, man, it's like that.
I want to play Smoke and Mirrors, like right now.
Let's do it.
Go.
Imagine a chance to meet your favorite MC, but his attitude don't match his playlist. Pinch me, somebody wake him, 'cause this isn't reality. That character playing, making facades up for salary. The game is so embarrassing. Skills don't matter when you're marketing looks. Tell that nigga stick to fashioning. Since young been passionate, took my skill, crafted it, only to be told no, 'cause labels couldn't package it. Really? I started laughing and I look across the desk like skills are records, not sex.
Okay.
But niggas are so reckless, they don't even respect the history of the OGs. Precedents that they set, more worry about who know me rather than what I rep. We lie, numbers do too, 'cause you buy all the fans you get. Shit is crazy, I regret having to deal with you niggas. You blurred the lines, what the fuck is real to you niggas? Tell me. Am I living a dream? Shit is all smoke and mirrors. Nothing is what it seems. Say they making coke music, but niggas is really fiends. Somebody wake me up before I scream. Now you tell me. Am I living a dream? Shit is all smoke and mirrors. Nothing is what it seems. Say they making coke music, but niggas is really fiends. Somebody wake me up before I scream. Now you tell me. Imagine a chance you get a shot to meet your favorite trap rapper who was never on the block. But the shit he say is hot, heavy work in the pot. But you check his resume and the nigga never cop. Wait.
Hold up.
Matter of fact, he was a cop. He was in jail counting the sales and he's sitting out here on top. What?
What the fuck?
What if I told you that before it actually happened, nigga? You might punch me in my jaw. What if I said the best rapper could kiss a nigga, fake sing on records and wear clothes like your sister and get accepted? Nobody opposed this, nigga. You would think I'm on one, but notice, nigga, look around. The shit I'm saying is actually fact. All these stars with no balls, they don't actually rap. Just for stars and faux pas, shit's a tragedy. Black son, the game is so paused. Cut the faggot, you tell me. Am I living a dream? Shit is all smoke and mirrors. Nothing is what it seems. Say they making coke music, but niggas is really fiends. Somebody wake me up before I scream. Now you tell me. Am I living a dream? Shit is all smoke and mirrors. Nothing is what it seems. Say they making coke music, but niggas is really fiends. Somebody wake me up before I scream. Now you tell me. Excel in the building, reporting live from the broken.
PD Radio.
It's your boy Excel the Kid right there. And we're going to keep it moving, Miss PD. And like I said, this is a classic show because it's going to break us into the new year. So what I got is one of our exclusive interviews that we did over this over the past year. So, and you got in on the action on this one, so I'm definitely going to kick this one off. When we interview with, that's right, John Witherspoon. Remember when he called us up? Actually, we got him into the studio. So, let's do it.
This is PD Radio. This is your boy Black with my lovely, beautiful host, Miss PD, and we are here just days after John Witherspoon has been pronounced dead. So, but you know what? We got John Witherspoon in the studio. And you know what? Matter of fact, I think he's been taking too long. Hold on. Let's go find out where he's at right now.
Yeah, Black, I think he's in the bathroom. He's been taking way too long. He checked into the studio a while ago. Let's go find out.
Revenge. This man.
He's not in.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
check is that foul stench?
That gizzard sandwich.
You all right?
You know what it is.
You ready for this interview?
Oh, yeah. Let me get that Febreze, baby. Uh-oh. Hey, Mr. Witherspoon. Come on now. Hey, I'm not coming in there, baby. You need to come out here.
What you talking about? You wait till I come out. I smelled your shit for 22 years. Now you can't smell mine for 5 minutes.
It wasn't like that, though. Dang. Make sure you courtesy flush while you're in there.
Yeah. Here's some hand sanitizer for you. Mr. Witherspoon, thank you so much for taking the time to come on PD Radio to discuss the Twitter hoax that had you deceased. That must have had you bugging. What are your thoughts on that?
They must be on drugs. I don't know what they give them. Methadone, Tyazac, Ativan, Cozar.
You are too funny. If you ever come across these hoaxers, what would you do to him?
Bang, bang, bang.
Uh-oh, Pops is packing. You know right now we have so many internet thugs and slouches that kind of revel in causing drama in people's lives. What are your thoughts on the craze of the e-thug?
You know, you find people that ain't got no job. They got a computer, and they broke, and they're sitting around with no shoes on. I'm going to say, when you going to come to Arkansas, you should see the big bitch, this big-ass bitch. I don't go to Arkansas to see no ugly bitch. I go to Arkansas to see the finest bitch in the state. It's a beautiful state. My mother's from Blytheville, Arkansas, so I know some pretty people from there. I get so many people want to add me as their friend. I love you, Pop. You don't even know me. Don't you like my booty? That thing big enough for five people. I'm only one person telling me, what do you think about me? Wait for tomorrow, baby. Look in the mirror tomorrow. You can see the same thing you see today. Ugly bitch. Look at Lucille. Healy. Jessica.
Dang.
Healy. You see this? Man, looking bitch. Get this bitch off my damn thing. There's a lot of gay dudes on this damn thing. I'm a friend to everybody, but I ain't gonna be no personal friend, you know? Delete Chanel. Delete Condoleezza Rice.
You know Condoleezza Rice? Really?
Delete.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know what, Papa J? I got a question for you, and I got a statement, but, hey, your fiber intake is too damn high, but let me get to my question. The question is, what do you think about the Olympics right now and some of the activities surrounding steroids?
Steroids? I think it's a good thing. Look what it's done to our baseball players. Roger Clemens, my man, he can throw a ball 380 miles an hour. Steroids. After 20 years, that's a bad motherfucker. I think there should be a whole new league. Well, you can have all the steroids you want. Who cares if you grow another foot? You got three fucking feet? Run, motherfucker!
I pay
$700 for a basketball game. I don't see a motherfucker fly. Let them all have steroids. Boxing. I want to see somebody knock that motherfucker's head off. I want to see a hockey player eat the fucking puck. I'm going to tell you who needs steroids. Soccer player. 3 fucking hours. The score is 1-1. Give him some steroids. I want to see the score 115 to 150. I'll pay to see some shit like that. But you need steroids. I'm going to get me some fucking steroids. I want to be able to bang, bang, bang a girl for about 2 years. Knock a motherfucker out. Boom. 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 And give them to the people going over there in Iraq. Give them some steroids. That should have been over there. Steroids. Let's go home. We're going to kill everybody. Come on.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what? I got another question for you because I know around the campfire, there was something with you and Oprah, man. What's going on with that bitch? Hey, player, talk to me.
That bitch looked like 9/11. A day later, she looked like 9/12. Tragedy. Bang, bang, bang.
You wrong for that, Mr. Witherspoon.
Hell yeah, you're wrong.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for the PD exclusive. You're welcome back here anytime.
And just before you go, I got one question, because you know I got to ask, baby. What is your favorite line of all time?
You better put some water on that damn shit.
There you go, baby. You heard it here first. This is PD Radio. We out.
PD Radio.
You know, that's one
man,
of my favorites right there. Yes.
That
yes,
was crazy
yes.
right there.
That was
we
funny.
Got
delete.
Call on the
delete
line.
The
no.
rice. Delete.
Hell yeah. Delete everybody.
Delete.
Let's see who we got going on here. Speedy Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Ed, guys. I'm tuning in to you guys.
Oh, hey. What's going on? Pippin.
What's up? I came out of hiding to holler at you and listen to the station, the radio station. I tuned in. Y'all been dying over here for the longest, man. What? Yo, this is crazy.
But tell me this. Why were you in hiding?
Oh man, I just had a lot. I have a lot of projects to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to patent a couple things. You know what I'm saying? I do a little inventing things on the side. Try to patent a couple things, and you know these people not coming right. So you know I got to go and you know go get the Jewish lawyer, you know send them over there and talk to them for a little bit and see what we can do. Mm-hmm. But you know, so I just try to handle business. Right. That's about it. That's about
it. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You about mm-hmm. that business? Gotta love that.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Did
I'm
you
trying.
Check out our interview?
Yo, I was like, wow. You know what would excel the kid? Yeah, I think it's funky. I think it's funky. I like his stuff, man. I really do. I think it's good music, man. I do. I think it's bad. If you haven't gotten it, I'm going online to download that because Six Man Radio, y'all got something, man. Y'all got something, definitely.
I'm telling you, listen, Eargasm, you're going to put it on, you're going to play it straight through. No lie.
Yeah, I know.
That's how crazy it is.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I like music like that. You know, I put it on, listen to it straight through, dissect it, and listen to it over and over again. That's like food for mm-hmm. me. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
I'm definitely am.
Okay.
But how's you guys? You guys ready for your holidays?
Oh, we ready.
I know I am.
I'm ready. I don't know about black, but I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Going to get it in.
I'm ready
for New Year's.
Man,
any New Year's resolutions?
You know what, to be honest with you, I really don't do the New Year's resolution. The only reason why I don't really do that is because, like, I try to base my plans of where I want to go, like, month by month, week by week, you know what I'm saying? If I start off at the beginning of the year, that sounds like, I'm just talking personally for me, it's like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to procrastinate and put it off. But if I usually put out a work plan during the week or the month, I usually get it done, you know what I'm saying, and reach my goals. So I try to do that like month by month. So I have a goal to reach at the end of the month, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Plan and strategize.
See, my problem
strategize
is I got
a plan.
Don't you get it?
That's right. I be having so many things going on, I just lose track. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
mm-hmm. Time management.
I have my mindset to do this.
It is.
I know. Well, you got like 50 million things.
I know. Then you got to wait on other people sometimes to get things done. You know what I'm saying? I just don't wait on them. You know? So,
yeah.
You know,
and I'm very impatient.
Me too. But you know what? You got, in some ways, you got to be even when you don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be patient, but you just got to be. Just to get the work done, you know? So it's like, you know,
man,
it's all good, though.
Eargasm, it's so mm-hmm. hard for me. I'm the type of person, I want what I want when I want it. If I got to wait, I'm
moment.
Turned off.
No, I don't
know what you want.
Okay.
Shut up, Black. Oh, here y'all go. Okay. Okay. There will be no ganging up on Miss PD.
Okay,
there will be none of that.
No, we ain't gonna do that. But yeah.
Oh man.
Just so glad
well,
I tuned in to you guys tonight.
Mhm. Oh well, you know we appreciate you tuning in, and thanks for all the love on Twitter and the retweets. I see you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you so much.
No problem.
You the man.
I'm not the man. I just try to support each other. I just try to support us.
You know,
you have a good product. You got a good thing. I like it. I don't mind tuning in, taking some time out, and dropping by. I try to tune in. Like, even if I'm not on by my phone, I try to tune in through my computer. So I just like to support. Sure. I love you guys, you know, so.
Aww. 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 He's like, this girl crazy.
All right, well, we thank you so much.
we thank you for calling in and checking in with us tonight. We're going to play some more music and close out the show. You know how we do here. We got to get some of that music in. So
thank you
for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Eargasm.
You guys do too. Remember, dancing is involved, but not when a problem got to get solved. Get off your butts and do something about it. I'm out, y'all.
You better tell it. All right.
You better put some water on that damn shit.
All right, y'all. Peace out now.
All right.
Good night.
All right.
Don't hurt nobody.
What?
That's the man right there. What's going on, Miss P. D?
Never mind. I'll tell you later.
I done lost my spot. What you let? Something happened.
You lost your spot.
Yeah, I'm trying
you
to find my
find it.
My music rotation right here.
I know where we at.
I'm good.
We about to get into Afrika Bambaataa.
That's right. We got time for a couple
Planet
more. I might speed through some of these so we can get a little bit of. Put a quality time in on these songs, so let's do it.
PD Radio.
Party people, say yo, get funky. Don't sign it for us, say yo, get funky. Don't do this, say yo, get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just get funky, hit me. Just get on down.
Radio.
This is our last show of 2012. We will
be on hiatus
next week for Christmas Day, but we will be returning on New Year's Day with a bigger and better show, so be sure
with
to tune in for that. With a hangover, that makes the best show. We want to give a great big shout-out to tonight's guest, Excel the Kid, for calling in and chopping it up with us and discussing his project, Cell Therapy. You guys check out our website, pdradio.site40.net. We are going to put his information up there so you can get that album. You need to have it in your life. Get it as a Christmas gift for yourself and a friend and another friend. PD Radio has spoken on that. Black, thank you for being such a great co-host and doing what you do over there. I really appreciate you. And you
thank
know,
you
always
much.
Keep it together every week, so I can't do it without you. So thank you. And thank you to Eargasm for calling up tonight. Special thank you to Just Infamous for calling up tonight and Princess Jazzy of Tell All Radio. Thank you to everybody who's listening tonight. PD Radio, we do this for you. And the baby. And the baby.
That was
the
in
Jazzy
the background.
Baby.
We gotta get a baby prop too.
We do this for you guys. So without you tuning in and giving us support, it would really be no need to continue on. But because of you, we're here every single week. So we thank you and we truly, truly appreciate you. So on that note, Miss PD signing out. Black, you got anything you want to close out with?
I am signing out. Have a great holiday season. Christmas,
Merry
New Year.
Christmas.
Come back in one piece, baby, because we want to hear from you. All right.
That's right.
That's
we'll
it.
See
we
you
out.
On the flip side. PD Radio.
On the flip.
Like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Like this,
Merry Christmas, baby. Everybody,
raindrops would fall. Night like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
Delete.